The second round of UN-sponsored peace talks for Syria and Geneva has reached an impasse, according to a member of the opposition. Louay Safi, spokesperson for the Syrian National Coalition, made the announcement on Friday, on day four of the talks. More than 100,000 people have been killed and millions have fled their homes during the three-year civil war. Mr. Safi said his delegation had pushed for the creation of the transitional governing body, as stipulated in the 2012 Geneva Communiqué. The Geneva Communiqué, the foundation of the talks, is an action plan calling for a transitional government to lead free and fair elections.
This one will have a wide political foundation and reference and will start with the implementation of the various Geneva Communiqué items, the ceasefire, the release of prisoners, the allowing of access, the allowing of the various civil society organizations to move between the various cities, and then transitional justice.
Mr. Safi says the government delegation has not given a positive response to their proposal. He called on Russia not to utilize its veto powers to block any future resolution that would allow for humanitarian aid in the besieged areas. Russia, one of the five permanent members of the Security Council, a global body responsible for maintaining peace and security, wields the power to block any UN resolution or action. No date has been set for a third round of Syria peace talks, the opposition delegate added. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.